I coached this kid. His son and my son are the same age. So they started playing together at like three, hockey. You think that's bad? My younger son started playing a year and a half. He was skating. But so I coached these kids all the way up. I coached with this one guy who was really bright, Princeton grad, and works for DuPont. Smart guy. I mean, just really bright guy. So I coached with him one season, and we went on a tear. I don't know how old the kids were, maybe 12 by that time. And we just couldn't lose. It was unbelievable. It was like nobody could beat us. And it was a crazy, I don't know how many games we won. I don't think we lost that much, but I think we won like 22 games in a row. That's like insane. So my buddy calls me, says, he's dead.
What?
He's my age. Heart blew up. I said, well, you know what happened? He goes, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. So I already asked. And I said, what's the answer? He goes, yep.
Son of a bitch.
And I said, he was at work. At DuPont. Boom. Fell over. Oh, my. He wasn't at his desk. No. He was doing something. He was like, he's almost like a scientist, you know. Boom. That's the end of him. I said, Jesus. You know?
No, this is so bad.
Dropping
it
like
so
flies. I have another funeral. My wife and I have another funeral. We thought it was going to be maybe Monday or Tuesday. I just was at another funeral. The two funerals. We have another one coming up. My buddy in the DEA, his mother passed away. You know, and she was in, I think she was in fantastic health. She looked like $1 million and, just out of nowhere. And you know,
they all seem to be out of nowhere, but these doctors, I refuse to believe that they're not adding two and two. That is just crazy, but they're still selling it. And we know why they have to sell it. The problem is finding those who aren't buying into this, and where could we find them? Like I told you, I want the doctor that leans towards natural treatment, and they're out there. Like I did find somebody in Tampa, and I guess we're going to have to go down to Tampa. But again, they don't take insurance. You know, you're out of pocket if you want to do this. So we will definitely do this out of pocket. All I'm looking for is that person to get me jump started. Because I don't, what I was telling this doctor back in August was, okay, from May to August, he went off of his medicine and we journaled the food and we, you know, journaled all the supplements and he's doing great and his numbers are great. And he lost weight. Everything is great, great, great. So doctor, why would he stay on diabetic medicine if his A1C was the same on medicine than it is off medicine? And that's how it was in August. And he did agree. He's like, all right, you seem to be doing pretty good. Keep up what you're doing. You know, we'll see you back, you know, after the holidays. Well, I run into this glitch trying to, you know, play chemist with certain supplements to keep him out of pain, which has been fantastic, as you can attribute, because you said you feel like you're 25, right? But you're not a diabetic.
Well, maybe 35.
Maybe 30.
Maybe
all right,
I was too excited.
All right, but you could take 35, right? I mean,
yeah,
I know
I
do.
I'll take 50.
Stop it. I feel really good. I mean, I bounce around. Like I said, even my mother, you know, she'll be 81 next week. She could outrun a young person if you would see her the way she moves. So that is what I'm trying to figure out right now. So I just need some help with that. And hopefully we'll get there. But the fact that they are just so fast to pack on 1, 2, 3, 4 different drugs. Oh, we went cholesterol medicine and this medicine and that medicine. No. Why am I the enemy? Because I don't want your pharma products. This is the battle. You're the crazy person because you don't want to put toxic in. Let me tell you, you look at all of these medicines. You go read up on all these medicines, and you will see how the studies are screwed up, what causes cancer, where they're made from can cause cancer. I mean, they all come with the major, major, major disclaimers. None of these things say, oh, this pharma product is perfectly 100% healthy for you. There are no side effects. No, you're not going to find that. But yet, you're wrong if you say, I want to stick with natural supplements or products because they work. You know, there's many, many testimonies of people coming off of cholesterol medicine and diabetes medicine and blood pressure medicine. Many people. But again, they need the business. That's what they do. And then he points to the wall and he goes through these questions and he goes, well, you know, I've got to go through these questions with you because, you know, the insurance company, you know, calls you. I said, I'm very well aware. And I don't answer any of those calls. And he's like, you don't? I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I don't have time for that crap. I don't have time for their bullshit.
These guys think everybody's a robot. Oh, they're going to call you with your survey. You know,
he was shocked.
The guy called me the other day. I don't even know who he was. I'm from the paper. Don't say people. Don't say about that. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Slick. My wife was amazing. So I had to, like, you know, keep it cool. I go, slow it down, my man. Where are you from? I'm from the Ghibli. I said, bro. You got to have somebody else call back. Sort of like an insurance company. I said, this can't be legit because my insurance company is based out of Philadelphia. Unless they got this cat just off the plane. I don't know.
Well, it's quite possible, but they do farm that stuff out.
I know, but I mean, I don't speak whatever he was speaking. I mean,
right. You just hang up.
I can
just hang
out
up.
A lot of stuff.
Just hang up.
Right.
Yep. No, and when the nurse comes in, you know, she takes your blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. And they do this to him all the time. All the time. He does have white coat syndrome, okay? When he takes his blood pressure at home, he's fine. He goes to the doctor's, blood pressure's up. That's been forever. You've seen my husband. They do it all the time. A regular cuff. Then they go, oh, we better get the bigger cuff. You think? Do you think, why wasn't that your first choice? Because now you're freaking him out even more, okay? Now he's getting more nervous. So they do it every time. So then they do it. Okay, oh, your blood pressure's elevated. Yeah. Then she starts to ask the question, have you felt depressed? Have you had thoughts of hurting yourself? Or
Hourly.
Are you depressed? And I bust out laughing.
Do you feel safe at home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm laughing. And she looks at me. Do people actually answer these questions? Like, really, do they honestly answer these questions? She goes, well, we have to ask them. I said, oh, yeah, I know. It's a big mental health is a billion-dollar business.
The last time I was at the, I don't know where I was at the doctor, so my wife was with me, and she asked me that. She said, do you feel safe at home? And I put my finger over my mouth like, shh, and I pointed at my wife. Like, I don't feel safe, but I don't want to say it in front of her. And the nurse was like, oh. I said, I'm just joking. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Do you need to go to a separate room? Is that what you're saying? I said, no, I'm busting chops. That's what I'm saying.
No, you know, I tell my father all the time, you know, he thinks he's running Dangerfield and sorry, as he's been injected, we're not in that world anymore. You can't do that. Well, years ago, the doctor said, put him on Tampax.
Hold on for a second. Can you hear me? Did you change your position?
No, I didn't.
I don't know why it's kind of breaking up a little bit. Yeah.
Hold on, let me unplug.
Been having this problem all day with people.
How's that?
That's better.
Any better?
Yeah, that's better. So you said I think what you're saying is your father goes to the hospital. He thinks he's Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah. He jokes with everyone. And I tell him, you know, please keep your mouth shut. We don't live in that world. People, first of all, don't have a sense of humor.
That's what my wife tells me, too.
They don't have a sense of humor, especially the young people. They don't even guest humor. We've discussed that in the past. Like, don't put the Three Stooges on for my grandchildren. They don't think it's funny.
They had them on the show yesterday.
They analyze it. I know. It's great. But my grandchildren stare at it like it's foreign, and they don't get it. They don't like it at all. They don't even. My husband and I are on the floor, and they're just like looking at us like we're crazy. But you know, they don't get humor. And years ago, when my father was on Chantix, you know, Chantix gives you nightmares. Have you heard that?
Is that the non-smoking medication or something?
Yeah. You take it. So they gave him Chantix, and he started having some nightmares.
Hold on. This feed's fucked up. I'm calling you right back.
All right.
Sometimes you just gotta recalibrate, ladies and gentlemen. We could do that on the fly because we're slick.
Hello?
Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll try this. Sometimes it just, you know, it just. You got to restart it. That's all.
That's fine. We start over from the
beginning. Oh, okay.
Well, we're talking about Chantix because when they gave him Chantix years ago, and he had nightmares, and it does give you nightmares. One of the side effects. So when he went back to the doctor had asked him how he was, you know, liking the Chantix, and he said, "Well, I'm having dreams about killing my doctor."
That's fucked up. He's in a report somewhere. They wrote up a report. Oh my god!
Well, you know, the doctor was like, "Yeah, no more Chantix." So you know they, but he was
it's a good thing course, because but, it causes cancer.
Oh, let me tell all so many of these blood well, pressure.
That's a Pfizer, isn't it? A Pfizer product? I remember.
I believe
Pfizer no. caused cancer. I'm like, thanks Ray Liotta. He's doing the commercials. Chantix, let me look it up. Yeah, so here's the thing. Pfizer recalls all lots of Chantix due to cancer, September 21st, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pfizer strikes again.
Yeah, oh, I don't know if Valsartan is also a Pfizer product, but we had gotten recall stuff on that with cancer-causing chemicals as well. I think that's for high blood pressure.
Well, I went to the doctors, I don't know, about 15 years ago, and they said, you know, I think you have ADHD. That might have been, were you a problem in school? I said, yeah, I was. Why? I said, because I was fucking bored. That's why. And I'm a smartass. Well, you know. You should think about getting on medication. It can really improve your life. So, you know, I talked it over with my wife, and I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to try this. So they put you on this, what's like a Ritalin?
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I get on this Ritalin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wired. It's like three, it feels like it's 3 a.m. and all day long. And you're going for that last little push to make it to dawn. You know, you're out like if you're out,
climbing, yeah.
But mm-hmm. it's like that all day long,
right?
And so I was on it for about 2 weeks, and I said I just wasn't myself. I couldn't think the proper right. way that I could think,
mm-hmm. and
I understand that I'm flawed, according to the medical community and things like that. And so I sat down, I said, I don't have, like, my creative brain anymore. I don't know what's going on. Seemed like I was very well organized because I was so fucking wired. What else do you have to do? You know, you move things around, you clean things up. It's almost like you're coked up or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very weird. And my wife loved it because I was picking stuff up and cleaning stuff up. But I said, it's not me. Like, I don't feel like I'm me, number one. And number two, I have some of my best thoughts and some of my best schemes when I'm just me and my brain is natural.
That's right.
So I ditched it. And the doctor's like, I think this is a big mistake. I said, I don't.
What does he care? What the hell? What does he care?
I said, I got to be able to stick and move. You know, at that time I was working Intel. I'm like, I can't be on this fucking stuff. I'm jumpy.
No.
You know, you're jumpy and stuff. I said, this is bad. So, you know, maybe I have ADHD and all that shit, but.
But that's what makes you, you.
Yeah. It was
so
me.
That's
me.
Right. This is not like you didn't go to him to say, hey, you know, I'm having all these problems, blah, blah, blah. Help me. I can't focus.
Right.
Whatever. When he says to you, I think you could have a better life. First of all, I don't like that out of the gate. It's not like it was a heart problem or a problem where you definitely, hey, if you take this heart medication, you could have a better quality of life. No. And imagine, like, you felt like that as a grown man. Look at what they do to the children with this. Like I told you before, you and I didn't grow up with this stuff. All right. All of our peers, they didn't grow up on this stuff. This type of medication has wreaked havoc for 3 decades or two, whatever, 25 years. I don't know when they started using it. All I know is when they started using it, that's when we saw a lot of changes in the school system and in the kids and the zombie-like trances. Because a lot of kids don't need it. But if the teachers, you know, tell the parents, you know, your child, if your child's not a robot, you know, they toss it back to the parent as, you know, the child is broken. No, they're not. When these children are removed from the institution of prison, you know, indoctrination prison, you're there?
I'm listening to everything you said.
Oh, yeah. I heard a big click. I thought you hung up on me.
You're like, and then when these teachers, anybody there? I don't know. It's one of those.
You know, when they are removed and they're homeschooled, or if they go to Montessori school or a good charter school or different type of learning environment, they excel. They do quite well. My grandson is there in a charter school, and they encourage a lot of what he does. If he was in a regular, public school, he would be like a little Mike Moore. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, because,
I know it.
They don't.
He'd be in trouble.
I understand what's going on, right? And it's nefarious because I see the angles. It's like, okay, we got to get these kids under control so the teachers don't complain about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
And there's extra money there. There's extra money for, yeah.
There is. I get every time there's I always call it an IUP because it's a school out near Indiana, University of Pennsylvania, but. IEP.
Right.
I think they get money from that.
Of course they do.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wait a minute. We have this many students on IEPs, and that means we get extra money from the state and the federal government. So it's like everything's a scheme.
I told you, when my kids were small and I would belong to a lot of the PTAs or mother's groups or different things, and when we would all get together, you know, I'd kind of sit back and listen and say, these parents know more about navigating the testing mechanisms and the IEPs and the programs that are used. And they know more about that than anything else, because it was, to me, it was like an epidemic proportion. Like there was not a person you didn't know whose kid had an IEP or was on some form of Ritalin or Adderall or, oh God, there was so many other different names for them, you know, different types of medications. And you could see the changes in the kids pretty quickly. You could see the kid who finally, you know, a parent, you know, you have this happy kid bouncing around. Next thing you know, you've got this like little zombie fight. You could watch it and it's like sad.
It's not the same kid.
It's not the same kid. Their faces change.
Not the same adult either. Take it from me.
No, it's not. No, no, no. I would never. I'd say, nope, this is me. And again, creative juices are what makes you who you are, or whatever you were doing in your job.
I'll tell you straight away. If I was on that stuff, I would have never created True Pundit, and I wouldn't be sitting right here. I would be doing something else.
You're 100% right.
I only come up with these schemes. on my own. It's just it's hard to to say what I'm trying to say, but I wasn't myself.
I just wasn't myself.
It was a, I mean, you know, right? If you're 45 or 40, you know what your brain is. You know who you are, right? I mean, your body functions, and you're a high functioning person physically, right?
Yep.
But you're not yourself. I mean, kids wouldn't know the fucking difference because they're brand new. Kids are new. If you're 5 years old and they put you on this stuff, how would you know whether there's another you? You know what I mean?
No, I and that happens to a lot of people when they're put on statins for cholesterol. And it did happen to me because, like I said, my doctor used to be really good. He always went, you know, to the more natural side of it. And finally, at one point, he was like, you know, you have like familial cholesterol, your triglycerides, you know, they're out of control. We're going to have to try this. So I was okay. And it was Lipitor. And I was, you know, working in real estate, multitasking at a very high level, you know, running this team. And I was sitting on different county real estate board. And I was doing a lot, which I loved because I love being moving at a million miles an hour, working very late nights. Team meetings, just doing a lot of stuff. Loved it. And my husband worked night work, so it was perfect for me anyway. So, you know, burn the midnight oil kind of thing. And then I started to notice, and I'm very, very organized too. And I started to notice I would sit down at my desk and I could not focus. I could not, things were just getting weird. And I wasn't working up to my capacity, like that I knew I could do. And then I started research and I said, it's got to be this. I probably wasn't off of it for 3 days. Boom, right back to the way I was. So it was obviously doing something. It was slowing me down. It was, my thoughts were scattered and I'm like, this is not me. Like I'm usually on point. And
it's speed. Right. That's all it is.
It's natural adrenaline. And you don't mess, like when you say you're flawed, no, that's who you are. That's what makes you, you.
Oh, they make you feel like a piece of shit. And
yeah,
like,
bullshit.
You know, I mean, they do. Well, you know, so it's been holding you back. You've been in trouble your whole life. I start thinking, I'm in trouble because I want to be in trouble. I'm
exactly
in trouble because of some type of a brain malfunction.
I would have said my troubles have led me to very prosperous opportunities. That's number one. And you just don't understand. And I bet you wish you had a little bit about a quarter of this, but you don't understand it. You've got to humiliate these people where they don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? When people sit in judgment,
you're just fucking vicious. That's all.
Oh, I am very vicious. I will go right for your throat.
You just, you took it up a notch. You're like, yeah, you know, you gotta be yeah. yourself, and then you gotta let them know that they're pieces of shit.
100%. I cannot stand the arrogance. I cannot stand the condescending nature. Now, you've got to throw it right back at them. I'm sorry you don't understand this. I'm sorry that you don't understand how a brain like mine operates. That is science, right?
Science. Wow. Who knows what science is?
That's what I would say to them. Exactly. Like, you know, they just want to sell another pharmaceutical product. That's all they want to do. Now, let's face it, there are doctors and lawyers and professional folks that are where they are because of their ADD, ADHD, or whatever. And they didn't even call it that in our day. You know, they didn't. You just either were full of energy and ideas and, you know, did great things and, Or you got into trouble because you couldn't funnel it in a better direction. But like there's a person I know right now through a friend of mine who struggled with, you know, depression and, you know, different things. And they started taking a natural product, 5-HTP. This person is like walking on cloud nine. And I said, okay. Now you need to go to your therapist and tell them this is a natural product that is working. Obviously, I don't need a pharmaceutical product. But they don't want to hear that.
Well,
they want to immediately put you on
FDA approved.
No, but they work. But they work. I mean, to the point of we were laughing. They were telling me stories of like in such a good mood that people were like on the floor laughing because they're not used to it, you know. And good for them if they found something that works, and that means there might be something even better out there, like GABA and theanine and different things like that. Once you find that right balance and the right, you know, supplement for you, you don't have to go on the psychotropics or the what have. I mean, I know women back in the early 2000s, again, another epidemic. All these young mothers would go to see their gynecologist for their yearly, and they would start with that. Oh, are you depressed? Are you this? Are you that? And my answer would always be tired. And they would say, well, are you depressed? No, I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off because I can't work up to what I'm used to, but I am taking care of two kids and my parents and my grandma. I mean, at that time, my grandmother was alive. I mean, there's an understandable reason why I'm tired. So I always rejected everything, but all of a sudden, all of my friends, they were going on these, you know, products. Two was on, you know, 25 milligrams, 10 milligrams. Oh, that one's not working. Let's adjust it to this. And over the years, I could tell you, all of their personalities have changed 100%. They are not the same people I was friendly with in the 90s, 80s and 90s and all of that, because these medicines have changed them permanently. Because then they don't go off of them, because they tell you, oh, don't take yourself off these medicines, dangerous. You could have suicidal thoughts, which is true, because some people have gone a little crazy. But these were people that just because they were telling their doctors that they were tired, lack of energy, whatever it was, they wound up on the medication. Now, my answer always was just more coffee.
More coffee. You know,
more coffee.
I'm up for the
dark chocolate, you know, amphetamine beans, I call them, you know, coffee beans.
If you're saying a potential side effect of dropping a lot of medications is thoughts of suicide, I'm going to start lobbying my mother-in-law to drop some of her medications.
Oh, geez. Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking about blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine, no. Just other medications, you know, the standard ones, the Zoloft, the Prozac. God, there was another one was made by Eli Lilly. I can't remember the name, but it was a real popular one in the early 2000s. Almost everybody I knew was on it. And I was just, you know, shocked. Like I don't take an aspirin for a headache. You know, I really have to be hurting to take something. But that's me. You know, that's me. And even with my kids, you know, I was never fit. You know, I'm the one that says I don't give a Tylenol or Motrin until after, you know, 101 fever, let the body fight. You know, you don't need a headache pill for every little headache. You know, sometimes you're lacking caffeine. Have a cup of coffee. Boom, the headache goes away. Things like that. But that's just how I roll. But other people, you know, I feel bad for them, because they got caught in that trap, and then they also got caught in the trap with their children. So if they would tell me that the school called, and then the school psychologist called, and then we're going to take little Johnny for this test, next thing you know, little Johnny's on something. Even after I would beg, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Homeschool, you can do this. Try it. You will see that you will not have the same complaints about your child that the school has about your child. Trust me.
It's such a, you can sit down and I sat at these IEP meetings and stuff. And I said, this is like, I see all the angles. I don't know. I'm telling you, people think
they're angles. You're right.
It's a curse. Cause my wife would come out of these things with our younger son. That was encouraging. I don't know. I think that counselor really gets it. And I'd say in the car, she's a fucking schemer. Are you kidding me? This whole thing's a scheme. That's negative. What are you talking? And I lay it out. She's like, oh my God, how can you even see that? You're twisted.
Yeah, and she's
identical.
It comes out. She's like my husband.
And then it comes out that way. It plays out. I said, look, we don't have a choice right now, but we'll play it out over the year and see what happens. At the end of the year, she says, I should have just listened to you. The whole thing was, they're all full of shit. They're all full of shit. I said, that's
okay.
I said, this is how you learn, right? This is how you learn. You have to let things play out sometimes. And other times, like now when you see what's going on in school districts now with the masks and stuff, and and now they're isolating kids in the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wait and see. There's, I either come down and pick you up and you never go back there again. Or when you come home and tell me the story, you never go back there again, ever.